Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Welcome to the show, and thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network core team. I'm your host, Lisa Walters. This is show number 636, and today is Monday, January 29th, 2018.
And I'm your co-host, Amber Baczynski. We've got an awesome show ahead for you this evening, and our new Six Charlotte will join us in just a few minutes to discuss the latest news in the military community. And in a few moments, we'll discuss what's hot on AWN. Our future guest tonight is Emma Dockery, who's the founder of Yellow Ribbons United and is wife of former Washington Redskins player Derek Dockery. Together, they have launched a new program which connects military and civilian children called Kid to Kid. Visit their website at www.yellowribbonsunited.org/kid-to-kid. Or connect with them via social media on Twitter at YellowRibbonUN and on Instagram at YellowRibbon.
If you're listening to our show live, join our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guest, or just hang out and chat with the AWN core team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and be sure to use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. We are also adding all the links mentioned in the show in the comments section below this podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
And tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, MetLife. Military spouses do so much for their families, and that's why they need life insurance. Enroll today and learn more at www.militarybenefit.org or call 1-877-MBA-1020.
Well, Amber, I am excited to be hosting with you this evening. It's been a while since we've had a chance to be together. So, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. what's up in your corner of the world these days?
Just keeping busy with the kids, you know, during this deployment. It helps the days go by so fast. So, you know, I homeschool, and I know you homeschool too. And that alone keeps me busy, you know, doing co-op with them and taking them out on, like, quote-unquote field trips, you know, homeschool field trips. But really just they keep me busy, and I, you know, stuff with AWN and other volunteer opportunities, it just really keeps it busy. And I feel bad sometimes because other spouses are, you know, they'll post or, you know, oh, this deployment has been so long, and I totally get it. Like, it goes for different people different ways. But for me, I'm just like, this has gone by so fast. Like, I'm trying to play catch up and like, even, you know, put in my planner the days I have to start kind of making everything look in order again and not so crazy with the messes and things, which, you know, it kind of, I don't know, I feel like since he's not really home, I just kind of let loose a little bit with some areas of our house, but I got to get things back in order. So, yeah, I've been keeping busy. What about you?
Well, that's good.
You keep busy with your kids?
I have one who is, my oldest is married and out of the house and even of our same town. She's over in another city on the other side of the state. And then our youngest is a junior this year, and she she pretty much does school on her own. I mean, I'm there to advise and, you know, help out, but she pretty much sets her schedule and gets the things done that she needs to. So I'm not doing a lot of teaching anymore these days. Mm-hmm. But so I've been finding other things besides, you know, homeschooling to kind of keep me busy. And like you, volunteer stuff is one of the things that helps me use my time wisely. And then, I have my own business, and so I that keeps me pretty busy throughout the day, and then just trying to keep in good contact with my daughter and her husband who are away, just things like that. So I feel like my days are, you know, pretty full. So that's always good. But I'm really glad that, you know, you guys are keeping busy enough that time is seeming to go by quickly for you. Isn't it funny though how sometimes, and to different people, time can seem to either fly or be dragging.
It does, and I was just talking to another spouse about this. You know, we were just like, how's it going for you? Has it been going fast? And she, you know. For her, it was going fast, too, but it does seem that there's, you know, quite a few. And someone posted a meme, you know, what not to ask a military wife, and it was, wow, that went by fast. That's the point, it went by fast. And I was like, I might be the odd one out here, but I feel like it has just flown by. And I told my husband this, you know, and I'm like, obviously I'm so excited to have him back, but it's also like, getting back into the swing of things, you know, having them around again, and like I'm excited. But you know, you kind of have like your own routine going when, you know, they're on deployment or TDY or whatever. You get your own hang of things, and you know, it'll be, you know, getting back into the, oh, I'm married, you know, I gotta split my time again a little bit. So, but you know, I can't wait to have them, and I miss them so much. I just, like I said, I keep busy, and keeping busy helps the days go by fast. And you know, I don't want to ever get like stuck in a rut where I'm just like, you know, woe is me, you know, anything like that. So,
Speaking of keeping busy, does your family do anything for Super Bowl Sunday? Do you have plans for that, to get together with other people or anything?
Well, honestly, we're Seahawks fans. Well, we're back when they won the Super Bowl. But honestly, like with my husband's like the football person, without him being here, I'm kind of just, I haven't watched any football, to be honest. So we don't really have any plans. What about you?
Well, we are general football fans. We do watch quite a bit of it during the season. And so this year we are going over to, it's called the Hospitality House. Most Army posts have one, and it's just kind of it's a house off post, and it's for single soldiers or anybody really who is needing to get away and have another place to go to be off post, or, you know, just to have a home cooked meal, or, you know, be with other people. It's just kind of a neat idea. But they're having a Super Bowl get together there. So we'll be with some friends that we've made here. And then people we don't know as well. It's just whoever, you know, chooses to show up. That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool that they offer that, you know, especially for people that don't have their family around, you know, are newer, and they might not have as many friends yet. You know, it's good to have something like that available. I'm kind of curious, who are you rooting for?
not New England. I'm not a New England fan. Sorry for those who are. But, so, yeah.
Have you seen that meme or that picture where it's like the majority of, people are voting for or rooting for, you know, with the Eagles, and then you have the small little part of New England area that's obviously rooting for, you know, the Patriots and stuff. So I just think, I laughed. I thought that was so funny.
That is funny. Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be fun. No matter, who wins or loses.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun time. Well, let's go ahead and move on here. So why don't you tell us what is hot on our AWN blog this week?
Yeah, so hot on AWN was moving is one thing for military spouse and something that we're well acquainted with, but most of us know that packing and moving just isn't fun. In her latest post, AWN blogger Rachel Moda gives readers 18 ways to prepare for a PCS to help us prepare for a stress-free move. We don't have time for me to share all of her great tips with you, so here are just a few highlights. Purge. So you want to clean out all the closets, empty out the drawers, and toss things in your pantry that you haven't eaten since you moved in. It will feel very therapeutic to clean your house with excess unnecessary items. Donate the purge. I try to aim for a women's shelter, a local church or charity house, homeless shelters, or those Yellow Metal World donation boxes. Salvation Army and Goodwill are backup resources as well. A yard sale. If you want to rid yourself of big furniture and don't have the time or effort to move items, you can always have a yard sale. You can post wide yard sales are amazing. Military people have great taste, and they have definitely scored some hot finds on my yard sale adventures. Compile together all the pictures, frames, and any decor you have hanging on the walls in one area so that when the decor is packed, it is packed all together. Or if you hired movers, they will pack them together. Gallon Ziploc bags are your friend. Socks and intimates can go in these. It keeps them organized and less awkward for the movers. I also put my jewelry in Ziplocs. And for those like me who dislike rewashing the dishes, I use the gallon bags for utensils so I don't have to rewash everything. Dollar stores for the win. I purchase clear plastic bins within Dollar Tree, and I put all my makeup, nail polish, products that the packers won't pack, or things that won't travel well in them. To read all of Rachel's handy tips, head over to our blog at armywifenetwork.com and look for 18 ways to prepare for a PCS. Lisa, what are some ways you prepare for a PCS?
Well, I have actually only PCS'd twice so far because of our situation of being reservists for the majority of my husband's time in. So I'm still considered a newbie when it comes to this. So I'm still learning. But the Ziploc bags was a big one that somebody told me. The other one was to make sure that all of your important files and stuff are put aside and in a special place for you to take with you. And then things like have a specific area or room where you house things that, you know, you don't want them to pack, and label that and that kind of thing. So those are some of them.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat with you. I mean, we've only PCS once so far, and we were fortunate enough to be at our first location for quite some time. But we did it ourselves because it was just moving a couple states down, or a state. I try to keep things, you know, basically the same thing, you know, pack by each room and try to keep things organized so when we unpack, it's, you know, where's this, where's that? I know where it's at. And, I can't really think of any other tips. I try to keep, well, one of the things I do is as I've gotten packages and, you know, like the package wrap or bubble wrap or anything for packaging fragile items. I try to store that in our garage in a bin so that when it comes to a move, I can just reuse that and use it for my dishes or any fragile items. So that's, I guess, one tip I can share. But aside from that, I mean, all the tips that were shared in the blog are pretty good.
Yeah, they are. She did a great job of outlining a whole bunch of great ideas.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, listeners, join in the discussion and share with us your tips for preparing for a PCS in our live Twitter chat, or leave a comment on the Facebook post for our show or below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. And hot on AWN's social media this week was a quote we posted around the time of the government shutdown, which seemed to strike a chord with many of our followers. When we commit to action, to actually doing something rather than feeling trapped by events, the stress becomes manageable. And that was a quote from Greg Anderson. And I know I personally feel much less anxiety when I determine that in uncontrollable events, such as natural disasters and government shutdowns, I'm able to make a plan of action for the things in my life surrounding the situation that I can control. Things such as curbing expenses, having savings to fall back on, or putting together an emergency supply kit. So, Amber, how do you find that you handle adverse situations the best?
Well, I mean, thinking about something you just mentioned, having the savings, like that's obviously something beneficial to have for any circumstance. So that's something we do as well. I mean, honestly speaking, for me, it's just my faith, just for me knowing that God is in control in my life. I try to just give my worries to him, and the key word is try to not let, you know, the uncontrollable situations control me, because I'm sure if I, you know, let those situations control me, I'd go a little haywire. But I usually let things, you know, play out and, of course, be smart about things and, you know, like I said, try to have a savings for certain things, and that works out.
Yeah, that's sometimes it's really important to differentiate, you know, what can I control here, what can't I? And sometimes realizing that is half the battle, really.
It can be. That's so true.
Yeah. Well, just a reminder, listeners, you can find links to everything discussed in this episode in our Twitter feed and in the comments section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Right now, it's time for a short commercial break. And then up next is our new six Charlotte joining us with your need to know news. We'll be right back.
The government spends billions of dollars to protect the country. Protecting your family starts at $250 a month. Find out about life insurance from Military Benefit Association. Learn more now.
Our life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 report.
Welcome back, listeners. We have our News 6 correspondent, Charlotte, on the line, bringing us your need-to-know news. Hi, Charlotte. What do you have for us this week?
Hi, Lisa and Amber. With all the negativity in the news lately, I thought I would share some exciting news. The United States will be sending many Americans to South Korea to compete in the Winter Olympics in February, and among those will be several members of our U.S. Army and Army National Guard.
Well, Charlotte, that's great. What events will they be competing in?
The U.S. Olympic Committee announced the athletes who will comprise the men's bobsled teams in the Olympic Games next month. Four total Army and Army National Guard service members were named to the 2018 team. the committee announced that the Army athletes will also be piloting two of the three U.S. bobsleds competing in the Games. The bobsledders joined three Army sergeants who were named last month to the USA Luge team. Two more Army competitors, Specialist Travis Cooper and Private Cody Johnson, will find out this week if they have qualified for the U.S. Olympic biathlon team.
Have they announced who the service members are so we can be watching for them?
Yes, be watching for Sergeant First Class Nathan Weber of the 10th Special Forces Group, Sergeant Justin Olson, New York Army National Guard, Sergeant Nick Cunningham, also of the New York National Guard, Army Captain Chris Foe, Army Sergeants Emily Sweeney, Matt Mortensen, Jake Hearns, Specialist Travis Cooper, and Private Cody Johnson.
Have any of the members competed in the Games before?
Sergeant Olson is a three-time Olympic veteran, having competed in the 2010 Vancouver Olympics, winning gold as part of a four-man bobsled. He qualified again and competed in the 2014 Sochi Olympics, finishing 12th. He's also a member of the Army's World-Class Athlete Program. He will be making his debut this year as bobsled pilot. Sergeant Nick Cunningham will be piloting the second of three U.S. bobsleds that will be competing at the Pyeongchang. Sergeant Cunningham is also a member of the Army's world-class athletic program. He competed at both Vancouver and Sochi, finishing 12th at the 2014 Sochi competitions. Sochi bobsled team bronze medal winner Army Captain Chris Foe is back for his third Olympics. Captain Foe is also a member of the world-class athlete program.
So, Charlotte, when do the Olympics begin, and where can we find more information about the coverage of the Games?
Well, Lisa, the games begin with the opening ceremony on February 9th. The Games will be aired on the NBC network. You can find a guide to the Games and airtimes on the NBC website. Just www.nbcolympics.com/full-schedule.
Well, Charlotte, thanks so much for bringing us this story, and we wish these awesome men and women good luck in their quest for the gold. Listeners, please stay tuned. After this short break, we will be talking with Emma Dockery from Yellow Ribbons United about their new kid-to-kid program. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. It's Jack Black coming to you from the set of Jumanji.
We have to save Jumanji.
Libraries and librarians transform lives every day through digital literacy, discovery, and lifelong learning.
Let's go, people.
Yes!
There's no puzzle too tough or challenge too great.
We can help each other.
For your librarian, find the clues to solve your next quest at the library.
A message from the American Library Association's Libraries Transform campaign and Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
A product or service to offer our listeners? Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network. ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Walters.
And I'm your co-host, Amber Buzinski. Tonight we have with us Emma Dockery, co-founder of Yellow Ribbons United and the wife of former Washington Redskins player, Derek Dockery. Yellow Ribbons United's founders, Derek and Emma Dockery, both come from military family backgrounds. Emma and Derek experienced firsthand the challenges of growing up as military children, and Emma was inspired to start Yellow Ribbons United after her brother, Army Sergeant David Williams, passed away bravely fighting for our freedom in Afghanistan.
Emma is an active philanthropist, and football fans will recognize Derek as a former NFL player for the Washington Redskins, Buffalo Bills, and Dallas Cowboys. He also played college football at the University of Texas. Emma, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. It's really an honor, and I appreciate it.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you started Yellow Ribbons United?
Absolutely. I grew up as a military kid myself. My father served proudly for 30 years in the United States Army. So I know firsthand the experiences that military children go through and military families go through. We moved 15 times across my upbringing, and it wasn't until I would say college that I finally got a chance to realize how special and important it is to be a part of a military family. And we started Yellow Ribbons United because my brother David tragically passed away in Afghanistan 5 years ago. And so for us, it was important not only just to keep his memory alive, but sometimes when people lose loved ones, they kind of get caught up or hung up on certain things. And for me, he was my only sibling and my youngest sibling. So I was really upset that I didn't get a chance to have nieces and nephews. And so for me, because we were military kids and because we experienced firsthand what that looked like, I wanted to be able to do something to honor military children because we believe that children serve too. And sometimes those the least or the youngest among us are the bravest among us. And most people don't realize the sacrifices that kids go through too.
Wow, what a great honor and tribute to your brother. I hear you have a new program called Kid to Kid. So can you tell me a little bit about the program and how it works?
Sure. Kid to Kid was started essentially from another military family that's friends of ours that my daughter and this little girl are both in Girl Scouts together. And over the summer, they said, we really want to get together and donate our birthdays because they had witnessed a family homecoming, like a reuniting occurring on TV. And the mom was able to explain to her what was happening. And so she said, well, we want to do something the little girl did. We want to donate our birthday. Instead of getting gifts, we'd like to give money to Yellow Ribbons United. And I said, there's something with this because it's important for the next generations of Americans to truly understand the importance of military service and the sacrifices that go along with military families each and every day. And with the fact that only 1% of our general population is serving, how do we teach the next generation the importance of military service? So we developed Kid to Kid to be able to do just that. It's a program designed for civilian children and military children to be able to have opportunities to connect with one another, volunteer with one another, and create memorable and exciting experiences together so that the children that don't grow up in military families see the sacrifices and see the demands that are happening in those families. And then children who are grow up in military families, they get to see that other people see their sacrifice and other people see how wonderful they are as people and what they're doing for our nation. And it's an opportunity to honor them and to thank them tangibly for their freedom.
Well, I'm so impressed with what you're doing and the motivation behind it. And you kind of touched on this already, but maybe give some reasons why you feel it's so important to teach civilian kids about the challenges that military kids face.
Well, I think most people don't realize what we as military families go through. And I think the reason why they don't is because there's a disconnect. Most families decades ago, and even just 15 years, 20 years ago, had more of a connection because they had at least a family member, a brother, a sister, or uncle who served in our United States military. Well, nowadays, we have less of that. And I think in order for children and Americans to grow up understanding how important that is, we have, as American people, to find a way to be able to teach that to children. And what better way to do that through positive engagement, tangible things in which they can see, you know what, this child that maybe in my school may have to move again in 3 years, or, you know what, her mother or her father may be deployed to different parts of the country and may not be able to see her family or her family member during certain times of the year or for long periods of time. Being able to kind of build a community where people don't feel like, oh, well, that's a military kid, or, oh, that's a civilian kid, but more or less embracing them that those are American kids, and we all should be together and united together to be able to create an environment which fosters a love for one another. So it was important to me as a mother, because I did grow up as a military kid, and I'm so proud of the upbringing that I had, to be able to impart that in my own children. And I kind of was thinking, how could we do this? How could we do this not only just for my children, but for so many countless other children that don't have that privilege of growing up, because I believe it is a privilege to grow up in a military family, but don't have that same life experience to be able to teach them how important and how valuable those families are to our country.
Definitely. I know with my kids, you know, they're kind of younger, so, you know, they also kind of have this is the norm, being, you know, military children. They don't really know that, oh, you know, different things like going on base is, you know, going to the commissary. That's not what, you know, the average kid would be doing. They don't really know the difference, you know. Well, the commissary is a grocery store. So I think it's great that you have something that it kind of brings civilian and military kids together and connect, because sometimes they don't know the difference. So can civilian kids come up with their own ideas to show their gratitude, or how do you guide them? Do you have a list of ideas, or how do you go about that?
Absolutely. So every quarter we come up with our own as a team. The foundation office will come up with different suggested simple things that kids typically do. So in the summertime, it's lemonade stands and bake sales and birthday parties, things that happen on an everyday occurrence anyway. And then during, like right now, we're doing hot chocolate stands and Valentine's Day cards and that sort of thing to be able to raise awareness and raise funds to be able to do certain things with military children. So those are some of the things we suggest. However, anybody, that's our whole goal is that we give you some suggested ways in which you could make a difference. But then we leave it up to kids to get creative, up to Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout troops, other volunteer organizations that encompass and reach out to children to really find and use creative ways in which they can find a way to make a difference, find a way to be able to come engaged with the Kid-to-Kid program. So no, it's not limited to just the suggestions that we have. We just give that as a, I guess if you say a foundation or that, some sort of idea to guide people in their thoughts on how they would want to honor military children and family.
I wasn't able to catch if you mentioned this, but I will go ahead and ask this anyway. But how can military kids attend one of the birthday parties at American Girls?
Yes. So this past fall, we celebrated the fall and winter children or girls at American Girl, and it was amazing. We had about 90 military girls and civilian girls come together to have a giant birthday party. And what we typically do is we ask for people to sign up on our website. We have a link that's going to be posted, I think, in the next 3 days, for the American Girl Ball. It'll be the first ever to honor and celebrate American military girls. And so we're going to have American Girls at Tyson's Corner is going to shut down the store for the organization to be able to host this ball. And the ball will be able to celebrate both civilian children that have donated and volunteered in the past, and also any military child that wants to show up and has registered is able to be able to attend this. And so typically what we ask is for people just to stay tuned, follow us on social media so you can be able to know when the updates are coming, sign up for our newsletters. We try to put those out quarterly so that people can kind of begin to follow the different events and opportunities that we have coming up in the near future for them to be able to attend.
So is this an American Girl store just in Tyson's Corner, or do you have in the works other American Girl stores across the nation?
Yes. So this was a pilot program started here, and we're working with American Girl to be able to see how
while this template runs. And if it continued on its success, we plan to open these opportunities at several different other American Girl Scouts near military bases. And so that's the hope and the plan in the next year to be able to start to begin to unfold the same activity so that more American and military children can be able to engage with one another across the country.
Oh, cool. And is it just American Girls stores that you have in the works, or is there other big stores that you've been planning or thinking about?
Yeah, so we're looking. We have a partnership that's in the works. I can't mention what the toy brand is, but it's a pretty major one. And we have, obviously, through our past relationships and my husband's previous career, some really good relationships with sports teams. So we have a few events that are coming up pretty soon that'll be pretty exciting to announce, where it'll be unbelievable experiences at sports venues for boys and girls to attend.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of my other questions was, after you mentioned the birthday party at American Girls, was if you had anything in the works for boys.
We do. It's coming up this spring. It'll be later, probably in May, during Military Appreciation Month. Stay tuned, because there's going to be some huge announcements surrounding that. So we're looking forward to being able to work with some of our local teams in this area to create some unbelievable experiences for our military children.
That's exciting. So I have to ask, with all that, you know, is going on here, what keeps you going? What keeps you motivated to do this?
Well, what keeps me motivated, I guess, would be, I always like to say that my mom and my brother are my guardian angels. I unfortunately lost my mom to breast cancer 11 years ago, and my mom was a very active military wife. She led military support groups. She was one of the women that led a lot of the activities at the Officers' Wives Club. I mean, she just was a huge inspiration, and I feel like at her funeral, there were so many other people that came back from my father's career over the years to really be able to shed light on the person that she was and the woman that was and how she touched other people's lives. And I feel like sometimes when you go through experiences like that, even though it's painful, there's a lesson to be learned in that. And so I often tend to tell people that you're living your life today to leave a legacy for tomorrow. And so what does your legacy look like that you've left on this earth? And I hope that my own children, when I do leave this earth, will be able to say, you know what, Mom, not only did she touch my life, but she touched so many others' lives. So that's a motivation. And then also just with the loss of my brother, the same thing, that same type of sacrifice that he made on behalf of our country, on behalf of someone else, that's a driving motivation to me to say, you know what, I need to live each and every one of a day of my life, not only just for myself and my family, but to put others' needs first too. So that kind of keeps me going. And there's days that are phenomenal, but just like in anything, there's days that are really hard, and there's days that, oh my, and you wonder, oh my gosh, is this really going to work? Or what's going to happen? Are we going to be able to do all the things that we really want to do? That's one thing about me. I can come up with 1,001 visions. So I have like 17 different phases for where I would like to take YREO. But I have to pace myself and tell myself, okay, one day at a time. And because my vision is so big for this, I have to kind of go scale it down at times so that it can be a reality. And so I think for me, just constantly reminding myself that today and tomorrow is never promised. And what we do today, make it count. And so that's what I kind of live my life by, is that making every day count.
Well, that is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
We do need to take a quick break right now, though. But when we come back, let's talk more about upcoming events and then maybe some future plans for Kid to Kid.
Thank you.
And listeners, don't forget, if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN core team is hanging out in Twitter chat. Join in the conversation and ask questions of our guest by going to twitter.com/ArmyWife Network and use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. You can also find links to everything we've talked about on the show tonight in the comments section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back with more Army Life Talk Radio in just a moment.
Making a big move? Let Uncle Sam foot the bill.
This is a Money Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com.
If you or someone you know are moving away for work, you may be in for a tax break. Provided you meet both distance and time requirements in your move, you may receive a refund for travel and moving expenses. In order to meet distance requirements, the U.S. government requires you to have moved at least an additional 50 miles away from your old residence. For example, if your original commute to work was 10 miles, your new residence must be at least 60 miles away from your original place of residence. To fulfill time requirements, you must be employed in your location full-time for at least 39 weeks in the next 12 months. If you meet these requirements, you may deduct the expenses of packing, crating, and moving your household goods, appliances, and personal effects. This includes the cost of shipping your car. If you choose to drive, you can also deduct the cost of fuel. This Money Minute is made possible by InCharge Debt Solutions. Visit us online at www.incharge.org.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Want to expand your military spouse information arsenal? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Emma Dockery, founder of Yellow Ribbons United and wife of former Washington Redskins player Derek Dockery. Together, they have launched a new program which connects military and civilian children called Kid to Kid. Emma, before we went to break, you were sharing with us about your programs for both boys and girls. So can you tell us about any upcoming events?
Yes, absolutely. So on March 16th, we are slated to have the American Girl Ball at Tyson's Corner. So I would encourage listeners to either log onto our website to register or follow our social media pages to be able to find out when the link goes live to be able to register for that event. So that's one that's coming up. We often have a major event on the National Mall during Memorial Day weekend on Military Armed Services Day. And so it's important that people stay tuned for that, too, because that announcement will be made as to what exactly we're doing this year. We're doing something that will be sports-related, but we're not exactly sure in what scope or capacity, if it's going to be that massive festival or something that's even cooler, a more interactive personal experience with one of the sports teams in this area. So we are currently working on those plans, but we'll have more updates coming up in the next few weeks so that people can be able to begin to register for those events as well. So we do have a lot of things in the works, as I mentioned before. There is a partnership with a pretty large toy brand like American Girl, but something that encompasses for, I think, boys and girls that's in the works for us to be able to do something as it relates to creative thought and thinking and building. But I can't say the name because the partnership and the deal hasn't been completely finalized. So stay tuned for that update as well. But we're excited because we know that in the next few months, there are a few plans that we want to onboard for the summer months as well. And we're looking forward to sharing that with you guys very soon.
Well, the events coming up sound really exciting. And now I'm just wishing that I was back in Northern Virginia. We just PCS from there. So I kind of hope I was over there right now. But we've heard that in the spring you do something called Lakefield. So can you tell me a little bit about this, and is TAPS involved?
Yes. For about 3 years, we had served TAPS families on Memorial Day weekend, just out of honor and respect to my brother and what happened to our family. But last year, we actually switched to being able to serve all military children. We'd like to to term and coin our phrase for military children. We call them our tiny heroes or our young heroes. And we just, like any superhero, all superheroes have different stories. Some kids have to experience the loss of a loved one. Some kids have to experience multiple deployments of a loved one. And some kids have to experience the aspect of caregivers where they have to essentially come back and they see that their families are not the same as they once were. So because of that, in that spirit, there's courage and there's things that these kids go through on a day-to-day basis that we really want to be able to highlight and honor. And so in May, like I said before, we have moved that event from Memorial Day weekend, and that was just for TAP, to now encompassing all military families, all active duty, all Gold Star families, to be able to have an event called Playfield in the Park. And Playfield in the Park basically encompasses all the sports teams in the Washington, D.C. area. It brings up national toy brands, children's brands, and we have a giant festival on the mall. And so we are kind of working on, do we want to do that scope of work again, or do we want to take Playfield and do something a little bit more engaging and also a little bit more experiential in a facility someplace. So we're working on the details for the Playfield event, but stay tuned for that on Armed Services Day 2018. So that would be, I think, May 19th, if my memory serves me correct.
That sounds like so much fun. I can't wait to hear more about it.
We can't wait to share more about it with you guys.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, your husband, Derek, played for a few teams in the NFL. So I have a couple of questions about him.
Sure.
First of all, how involved is he in the foundation? And then we have to know who he is rooting for in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, first off, Derek is extremely involved. And he is involved maybe not on the day-to-day, but on a lot of especially the experiences and sports. A lot of our sports partnerships are through a lot of the relationships he built over his 10 years in the NFL. So we rely heavily on Derek to be able to get those resources for the kids, to be able to have the experiences with players, to be able to have the experiences with teams. So Derek serves in a different capacity, making sure that we get certain VIPs, if you will, to be able to attend and really be able to engage the children. That's kind of Derek's role primarily. Derek also kind of is involved in some of the back-end things of helping us to be able to fundraise. So he may not be in the office day-to-day working on some of the creative things, but he plays a major role in creating those memorable experiences for the kids. And then as it relates to the Super Bowl, I think my husband, he's the most, if people met him, we call him a gentle giant. He's like a giant teddy bear. He's a ginormous guy. He stands 6'6". He's, you know, pretty large individual, but he's the most kindest, gentlest human being. And he's not one of those people that I think since post-retirement that he goes either way. But I have to say, I think personally, because he played for an NFC East team for so long, and the Eagles happens to be a rival of the Washington Redskins too, we've spent many years battling that particular team when he was here. And I have to say, I think he's going for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think a lot of people are. It's funny.
Yeah,
to see.
I mean, I think people just want to see a good game, right? Like, they want it to be competitive. And I think people also are hoping to root for the underdog and the whole situation. So we just want to see a really good game. I'm sure the outcome will be great. But I think our family is secretly rooting for those Eagles.
So right now you are in Northern Virginia, which we mentioned a little bit. So do you have any plans to take Kid to Kid nationally?
Absolutely. I grew up, Derek and I both went to the University of Texas at Austin for undergrad. And so my last few years as a military child in the household were spent at Fort Sam in San Antonio. And so Texas has a huge military population. So I think, and then also Derek played for the Dallas Cowboys at one point in his career. So I think our next city, if you will probably be someplace around in Texas near the Killeen,
Dallas-Fort Worth area just because there's Fort Sam there, or joint, I guess, I don't know if they still call it Fort Sam now that all these joint bases, but and Killeen, Fort Hood is there. So there's a huge military population in that area. So we kind of want to be able to target. And I think, too, just personally, we're probably going to hit some of the spots that we were in as a child. So Fort Sam is huge. I think we want to head out to Washington State at some point, too. Definitely we're going to have San Diego, but I think we're going to really try to Fort Campbell is another place that we want to go to, and also Fort Bragg. So I know that in the next few years, it just all depends on some of our partners, too, where they have locations, where American Girl has stores, where this other brand has a large presence, that we'll begin to see where are the military populations that have both a large military population and presence, and also a lot of a huge partners and brands presence that we can be able to merge some things and create some unbelievable experiences for military families and especially the children.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you tell us, if you're able, do you have any stories that you can share with us of kids or families in the program?
Sure. There's a sweet little, I'll say two stories. I'll say one for a Gold Star family and then one for a current active duty family. And one of the sweetest memories that we have that happened this past December, we hosted an event called Winter Wonderland. So it's a big holiday party in which we celebrate military families and especially our tiny heroes. And one of the sweetest memories that we had, I would say, was from a family. They were so blown away by all the gifts that they received that evening. But this one military spouse, we had Kinder Scott donate earrings for each military spouse that night to get a pair of Kinder Scott earrings. And this wife, she came out to me and she's like, "You're not going to believe it. Right before I came here, I was at work earlier today and a coworker had on a pair of these gorgeous earrings. And I asked her, where are they from? And she said, oh, they're Kinder Scott. So right before we came, I went online and I looked at those earrings and I thought, I really want those earrings. And then to only come 2 hours later and to get the exact pair of earrings that she wanted was really sweet. It was really touching. And also another story at our birthday party event, we had a child who was facing, her father was deployed and she was facing terminal cancer. And I have to say it's probably one of the most touching stories that she had, that she was so courageous. She was only 3 years old. She was getting ready to go through treatment, so she wouldn't be able to celebrate her birthday outside of the hospital. Her birthday was going to, she was going to spend it in the hospital. But that party, she said, it just made her feel so special, and that she, we were able to get her a doll that looked just like her. And those little things, even though they may not be significant to anybody else, but to me, that's important because I think what we're trying to build here is a community that supports and loves our military families. And by tangibly being able to see, and we've had stories too, where last year at Playfield, this mom came up to us and said, "Thank you so much. This meant so much to my boys. My husband has been deployed for 7 months, and we haven't really met a whole lot of people here in this area, and we miss him, and we nearly needed something to do." And this totally was, it just took the boys' thoughts from missing him, and even for me missing him, to really engaging and having a good time and just being kids. And that's kind of what we hope to create, is opportunities and experiences where kids don't have to think about some of the harsh realities that they have to face. Some kids are expected to grow up a lot sooner than most children, but they were able to really be able to just be kids. And that's what we want, is for them to just be kids. And then for civilian children, for them to see, wow, I didn't know how much some of these kids really have to go through that are my same age. Like some kids at the birthday party that were civilian children were talking to other children and discovered that, you know, we played a game of who's moved the most. And the kids were blown away that they couldn't believe how young some of the children were and how many times they had moved in such a short time period. So those things to me are the tangible things that leave a memory, leave a mark on someone's mind. That, okay, one, it was a positive experience that we experienced, but at the same time, it was something that it stuck and made me think that, you know what, there's something or someone bigger outside of just myself. And maybe if I come out of myself and pay attention to surroundings and what people are going through, then maybe I can be a part of the solution on helping other people.
Wow, those are great stories. And I know that I'm sure that has touched you and it has touched them and other people as well, just hearing that story or those two stories. I don't know if you've mentioned this, but do you have children yourself?
I do. I have three kids, and that's part of the reason why Kids to Kid was so important to me, is because I loved being a part of a military family. At the time growing up, I didn't see where it was such a wonderful privilege, but now that I'm an adult, and then even too when I was in college, I began to see how different my life was from my peers and how much of an advantage it's given me, even just as an adult now and being able to communicate with other people and not being afraid to meet new people. I really wanted my kids to understand how important it was for what Grandpa did for our country, for what their grandmother, who they didn't get a chance to know, what she did and what her contributions to even my father's career meant to them or meant to me. And so with Kids to Kid, it was a way for my children to see a glimpse of what military life looked like and the importance of really honoring and valuing that. And I think that's the key that most people don't realize, is that if we can kind of almost step into someone else's shoes, I think it helps change a perspective on how we see others and how we see their life experiences.
Well, and I just have one more question for you. And
sure.
This is a very important one, because we need to know where our listeners can go to learn more about Kid to Kid and Yellow Ribbons United.
Awesome. Yes, if you would log on to www.yellowribbonsunited.org, you can find and click on the events page and volunteering opportunities. That's one way. And then to follow us on any of the social channels on Facebook, on Twitter and Instagram. Our presence is there, and we post a lot of the engagements of what we plan to do, specifically on our website with the events page. So definitely keep a lookout for the announcements on social media, because it'll help drive you to the website where you can register for those opportunities that are coming up.
Okay. Well, thank you, and thank you for joining us this evening. And your heart for military families. We so appreciate you sharing that and sharing what's going on with Yellow Ribbons United and Kid to Kid. And we wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time and allowing me to share that this evening.
Well, thank you. Have a good evening. And listeners, thank you for listening in. Be sure to tune in next week, Monday, February 5th, when our featured guest will be Jonathan Gilliam, who will tell us how to be sheep no more, the art of awareness and attack survival. This is vital information that you need to know about protecting yourself in the event of an attack, and even in the case of things like weather-related disasters. It's going to be an informative show you won't want to miss.
Looking forward to that one, Lisa. But in the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
We are your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies.
Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.